everybody. Renee here, coming to you from Good Enough Mother World headquarters, of course, the walk-in closet. It's been a while since I did a podcast, so I thought I would switch things up and do today's Monday morning motivation as a podcast. So, as I said, I'd spent a significant amount of time with Mike and Michelle Fink, and he kept saying these things that were so interesting. I would run over and write them down and think, this is going to be a great blog post. So instead of a blog post, it's a podcast. So for today's Monday morning motivation, here are five Mike-isms with my own interpretation, all right? Number one, stay close. Things are going to happen fast. This is something that Mike said to his oldest grandchild, and she repeated it to him recently. The idea that sometimes you work really, really hard, seems like forever, nothing is happening, and then boom, all of a sudden the floodgates open and there's opportunity left and right and center. But what I took that to mean was that in that time where things aren't happening real fast, you should be using that time to prepare so that when those opportunities do present themselves, things happen fast because you're ready. Number two, if you're waiting on me, you're backing up. Oh, I love this. You know, I always say that if you're standing still, you're actually moving backward. So you need to be learning and growing. That doesn't just mean a new job. That means even in your current job, you need to always be learning, growing, and going. Otherwise, you really are standing still. And if you're standing still, you're backing up. Number three, there's an old Native American saying, if you worry, you die. If you don't worry, you die. So why worry? Yes, right? I mean, come on. What good does worrying do outside of take years off your life? Control what you can and let the rest go. Number four, those who know how will always have a job. Those who know why will always be their boss. Yes, again, that's me. I mean, listen, I for years and years and years read a teleprompter, and I can read a damn good teleprompter. But now I'm in the content creation business. I'm carving my own path. The way I like to say it is, it's better to be the architect of your own dreams than the carpenter of someone else's. But my favorite one of all time was this one. I was complaining about all the travel I had been doing with Sweet Retreats and Exhale and trying to keep everything, all these balls in the air and keep the website going and keep my family on track and you know, have a little bit of something for myself. And I was just talking about how difficult it was. And Mike looked over at me and in this perfect Southern drawl said, well, what are you going to do? Knit a sweater? And I swear, in that moment, it was, first of all, it was hilarious. But it was hilarious because it's true. Now, listen, this is no knock on knitting or sweaters or anything like that. But the fact is, if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to work until the day you die. It's in our blood. And you're going to work hard until the day you die. It depends on what you want to get out of it. Like I always say, you don't build an empire working 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. It's just not like that. Any less than working really, really hard and digging in is just not an option. So those are the five Mike-isms. Like I said, I had a great time with Mike and Michelle Fink. I learned so much in the days that we spent together. And you can catch them on Sweet Retreats, Lexington, Kentucky. They were the first property that we highlighted. It's the exotic animal farm. But their show, where they were actually cast as the people looking for a vacation, Sweet Retreats Boston, that'll be on in just a couple of weeks. All right? So there you go, the five things to remember as you get your work week started. Until then, you guys, stay close because things are going to happen fast. Oh, yes. Remember, everybody, you don't have to be perfect, just good enough.